Zach. I'm the host, Joanne, and I'll be joined by a guest talking about something that makes them smile, even though I probably don't know much about it. I have two guidelines, no punching or pushing, so we're aiming to discuss these topics without insulting anything else or pressing political and social issues. We're just here to learn new things and share the things that bring us joy.
Let's get into it.
So this week I am back with Brian. Listeners might remember Brian from our episode on Malcolm in the Middle, and non-listeners or listeners alike might know him from his own podcast, TV Trivia Pod. What are we going to be talking about today, Brian?
Hey, today we are going to be talking about Flight of the Conchords, comedy music in general, and also, thanks for having me back. It's nice to be back and talking to you again.
You are welcome for being back. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you again, even though last time you intentionally broke my two rules.
Listen, you just set me, you had that set up for me right at the beginning there, and
But no, I am very happy to have you back. I'm also excited to talk about Flight of the Conchords. This was something I didn't know that I knew about this band. But you shared a link with me and it turned out that I had heard that song before.
I'm sorry, which song? Oh, Most Beautiful Girl in the Room.
Yes. Yeah. So I had heard that before because it had looped into my Pandora playlist, but I don't really know much about them. So can you start with just kind of like a breakdown of who they are, what sort of music they are for people that have no idea what we're talking about here?
Sure. Right after we break down into your Pandora playlist about what playlist are you listening to where Flight of the Conchords pops up?
I have a generic comedy playlist. I think Jonathan Coulton was the original like seed for it. And I'm also a big fan of the Double Clicks, which is an online comedy sibling group.
Never heard of them.
Bobby Lewis, Hank Green. So I have a few different like YouTube independent comedy artists that I have linked into that Pandora list.
Wow, I'm excited to be talking about those too. I'm not familiar with those. I'd like to explore these.
Okay. Do you should I do my podcast first, or do you want to talk about Flight of the Conchords first?
Flight of the Conchords is a New Zealand comedy band. They had a show on HBO. You can check it out, and there's stuff on YouTube. Now, what was this thing you were talking about?
Okay, so Jonathan Coulton, you said you've heard of, right?
He has two songs that I'm familiar with, and I am looking forward to talking more about Flight of the Conchords.
Yes.
They are just a magical duo here. But so for Jonathan Coulton, I'm only familiar with two songs from him.
So he has one called Skull Crusher Mountain that's basically about like an evil overlord who kidnaps a girl and is trying to make her fall in love with him. And he's like, look, I know I'm like a villain, but there's wolves outside and you're here now. So, you know, love me, basically.
Interesting. I have to ask, this song reminds me of the premise of another show. Do you know when this song came out?
I don't. I really, really don't. You know it's what? Been a while.
Yeah, that's an unfair question because I have no idea what year any of my songs came out.
Yeah.
But it reminds me of Ice King from Adventure Time.
Oh, it kind of does. I don't think those two thoughts are related at all, but I do understand. There's definitely some parallels there.
And look at that, a show we've both seen.
Yeah, Adventure Time is amazing. But yeah, they're all kind of in that tone where it's like weird sci-fi things. Oh, one of his favorite ones is there's a song called Re Your Brains, and it's zombie apocalypse written from the perspective of the zombies, and they're in like an office, and the zombies are very literate, so they're like, hey, we just want to come inside and eat your brains, and I know you don't want us to, but it's gonna happen eventually, so you might as well just let us in. It's like this like zombies trying to convince people he has quite a few good songs, and they're all very like story based, which I really like in a song.
I'm looking at his Spotify now, and his most of the ones you said I see right here. His most commonly played one here, most popular one, is called Code Monkey.
Oh yeah, Code Monkey is very good. It's unclear if it's about a literal monkey or not. It doesn't come up. I don't think it is about a literal monkey, but then again, based on his humor, I could see where it is.
Uh-huh. All right, let me ask you this. A lot of my favorite, I'm a huge fan of comedy music.
Yeah.
And a lot of that stems from also their music videos. Does he have music videos to go along with these?
I've never checked.
Okay.
I don't know why I've never checked. But yeah, I never checked.
I think I realized this once when someone played for me a Lil Dicky song. And he's a comedian rapper. And either, you know, maybe it was my first time listening to it, so maybe I didn't exactly process everything he said. But when I watched the music video, it just made it more funny to me.
Yeah. No, and there's definitely a strong power in comedy music videos.
Yeah. And the same can be said for Flight of the Conchords. That was my introduction into them, was the music videos. I had not seen the show. Someone first showed me the music videos on YouTube, and that's what hooked me. And I think all of their music videos. I love all of their songs. I think Flight of the Conchords is just a magical band.
Very cool. So how would you kind of describe their music beyond just comedy?
You know, I guess maybe their comedy reminds me of dad jokes. It's very in the moment. You know, they're writing these songs based on things that happen in their lives. My favorite one by them is, again, The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room. And starts like, looking around the room, I can tell that you are the most beautiful girl in the room. And
yeah,
you're expecting something to be like the entire world, the universe. You are the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. But, you know, in the room. And there's a line like two verses later says, and when you're on the street, dependent on the street, I bet you are definitely in the top three. And again, this expectation that she's absolutely gorgeous, but depending on the street, you're probably in the top three on that street. Yeah.
You know what? Like, and it's one of those things where I know this is a comedy song. I know it's played for laughs. But honestly, as a female, I personally like compliments like that so much more. Because if I have a guy sitting there telling me that I'm the most beautiful girl he's ever known, I'm like, I know you're lying. Like, I've seen Halle Berry, right? Like, I know what a super attractive woman looks like. But you could tell me I'm the prettiest girl in the room and I'll actually believe you, possibly. Like, maybe not. But, like, tell me a believable story. Like, I don't need these exaggerated compliments. Like, you know.
Sure, sure. You know, like, I like to think I'm a good-looking guy, but I'm no Will Smith, you know?
Right. Yeah, just tell it to me honest. Like, I would rather be told I was the most beautiful girl in the room or, you know, top three than some lie that it's like, okay, now I know you're just messing with me. So, like, it's one of those things where I listen to the song and I'm like, yes, it's funny, but also, this is good advice.
I'll say, like, maybe they're one of my second favorite songs by them. In my top five is another one here called Leggy Blonde. Where Murray is, you know, obsessed with this girl that works in his office. And it goes like, every day I look across the office floor, there you were, your hair down to your legs and your legs down to the floor. And, you know, like, of course her legs go down to the floor. You know, like this. And it's just little things like that. I know another one of their most popular songs here is one called Robots. And the whole premise, the song begins like the distant future. The year 2000. And then later they explain that they wrote the song a long time ago.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's funny.
So you know, just incorporating these bits into their song. And it kind of feels dad jokey. You know, it's definitely not, I don't know, as much maybe like slapstick or, you know, I mean, I guess it is goofy, but not like in a stupid goofy way. It's
like halfway between witty and dumb. And I like jokes like, you know, like the her legs go down to the floor, where it's like if you're not paying attention, you just hear it and you're like, yeah, that rhymed. And then it's like you think about it for three whole seconds and you're like, wait a second. Of course they do. Like those sorts of jokes, I really enjoy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I think that's a lot. Oh my gosh. I'm looking at a playlist of their songs right now and this is just bringing me back. You know, I do know that also a lot of their songs are or at least a couple were based on other popular ones of the time. They have another song here called I've got hurt feelings. And aww, something about how rappers, some people think that rappers don't have feelings. We have feelings, you know? And there was a song that came out around then, a rap song, a legit one that you might have heard on the radio, about how this rapper guy was feeling and he was sad or something. And so they wrote this song.
Okay. So did you say when you discovered them? I thought you said you had a friend that introduced you to them. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. It was a friend in high school. Must have been my junior or senior year, where I think we're in like chem class and she's like, hey, have you seen this? And I'm like, no, but it changed my life. And, you know, it's been something I've been following ever since. I'm not a huge concert guy, but I've seen these guys 3 times. And
oh, really?
Oh, man, I love it every single time.
What is their concert experience like?
It's a comedy show. That's what it is.
Okay.
So nice. You don't have people, you know, like dancing up front, or, you know, everybody's like sitting down and stuff. I guess there's concerts where people stand up and dance, maybe.
Yeah, that's awesome. I had the opportunity to see the Double Clicks in concert, which is they are a comedy band, but they also are very like social commentary. So it's a mixture of the two.
Okay.
But they're also, you know, it's like a stand up routine where it's the two of them. They sing a song. But then they have like very awkward energy in between, but it's so sweet and endearing. So like in between songs, they'll like pick up their instrument and like have to like tune their ukulele. And it's just like, oh, hold on. Maybe I should have done this before the show. Oh, well, at least my hair looks nice. Like, you know, they just kind of like flub their way through the in-betweens.
Uh-huh.
But it makes it feel like very intimate, you know, like we're all friends here, and that's a big part of their energy. So I'm super into them.
That's pretty cool. I can think of something happening for the Flight of the Conchords live show as well. They have one song called Father and Son. So in the middle of before the song, one of the guys goes like, hey, using the art of like, you know, digital mastery, can you make me look younger on the screen for the audience to see? And so the people working the cameras, you know, just minimized his screen a little. And he was like, yeah, that's perfect. Thank you. And but again, talking about, I guess, like the type of music they have. Mm-hmm. Another band that I was looking forward to talking about was Tenacious D, you know, which are a very rocking band. I would associate their music more with more folky, I guess.
Yeah, so Tenacious D is one that I like. I'm a little familiar with, but not super. I thought that they were a little more like metal-ish, but
yeah, I associate them much more with rockers. Jack Black has the rocker mentality all over him.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. So what was it about Tenacious D that you said you wanted to get into them a little bit? Was there something specific that you wanted to highlight there?
Yeah, I guess Tribute, one of the most amazing other comedy songs I've ever heard of, ever. Man, what a song.
Yeah. Yeah, I have heard Tribute. Tribute is fantastic. And it's for people who don't know, because this is a podcast and we explain some of the things that we're talking about here, even when I actually know about them.
Hey.
So the song is a tribute to a better song. And basically it's just a song talking about how great the other song was. And if only you heard that song, you would have been like so impressed because it was so awesome.
But this is not that song. This is a tribute to it.
This is a tribute to it. Yeah, it is. It's very well done. Actually, and that made me think of another song that was called Title of the Song. And that the entire song is statements of what usually goes in that song. And there's one point in the song where he goes, and I hold a high note, and he holds the note for like 20 seconds. So yeah, it's like it hits all of those tropes as far as like, you know, what you would usually say there. It creates the outline of a song without actually saying any of the things that a song is supposed to say.
Your comedy music game is impressive. You're gonna have to write down a list for me. of these people here, because I have not heard of the Double Clicks and these people you just mentioned, but I want to check them out.
Well, I mean, I've derailed this all over the place, as have you. Is there something specific that's come up that you want to get back to?
Oh man, I just can't say enough my appreciation for Flight of the Conchords. If you have the time, listeners, please check out The Most Beautiful Girl in the Room. I think that's a good tone for the rest of their stuff. So, you know, if you like that, check out their other stuff. And I definitely think there's someone worth listening to. And you know what? I can always throw The Lonely Island in there, too.
Is The Lonely Island another song by them, or is that a different group?
Oh, The Lonely Island?
Yeah.
They were on SNL for a long time.
I never really watched much SNL.
Oh, man.
So they're another comedy group.
They are another comedy band, yes. Yes, they did a popular song called I'm on a Boat.
Oh, yeah, I know I'm on a Boat. Okay.
Lonely Island.
I Threw It on the Ground, too,
yes,
right?
They did.
Yeah, okay. I am familiar with them. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes I don't know names, but once I know a song... that was a while ago that they were kind of out, because I feel like I found them in college.
Sure. I mean, I feel like they came out with another album maybe in the last, like, 2 or 3 years.
Oh, very cool. I'll have to check out some of their newer stuff, because I lost track of them.
You know what? I am mistaken. It looks like I'm thinking of 2013.
Yeah, that was a while ago now.
That was almost 10 years ago.
I don't know how to tell you this, Brian, but times progressed.
Yeah, huh.
Yeah, but that's still later than I was thinking, because I graduated college in 2008, so, and like I said, I was pretty sure that they were, I thought I'm on a Boat, and... I keep wanting to say happy birthday to the ground, because that's for listeners, because I feel like maybe Brian and I have discluded you guys from this conversation a little bit. They have a song that's I Threw It on the Ground, and it's basically a reaction to numerous things and just throwing the thing on the ground. And my personal favorite is they get a birthday cake, and for some reason they throw that on the ground and they just yell happy birthday to the ground.
Oh, come on. What about my dad's not a phone?
Oh, yeah. That was a good one, too.
She hands me my cell phone, says it's my dad. Man, my dad's not a phone. I threw it to the ground.
You're much braver than I am in attempting to at least give people some of the sing-songiness of these things. I'm like, I will recite to you the words in my most William Shatner-esque way possible, because you're not getting me singing on this podcast.
Oh, man. They have been a treat as well. But I think that wraps up all of the comedy bands I am most familiar with. And again, just coming back to my love for Flight of the Conchords.
Beautiful. Well, thank you very much for coming on and sharing that. And again, if people are looking to find you, where should they reach out and look for you?
Sure. So I have a podcast called TV Trivia Pod, where I ask trivia questions from TV shows. I think we talked about The Office earlier. So I've done a couple on The Office, like what's the name of Michael Scott's screenplay? You know, questions like that. So if you've seen the show, I think you'd enjoy listening to this podcast as well. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all at TV Trivia Pod, and find it on anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thank you again for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's good to be back.
If you're a curious person that likes encouraging others, please consider subscribing to discover a new topic with me each week. If you have a topic you'd like to add to the stack, please email theturtlestack@gmail.com. You could also help grow the community by liking, rating, and telling others.
Thanks for listening.